Suarez on the shelf in 12th.
We did good this year, but there is a lot of room for improvement.
Between a couple vacations and then a lot of racing, that's kind of how I decompress.
Mark Garrow and PRN's Garage Pass.
For anyone who's worried about back taxes, has not filed tax returns, and doesn't know what to do next, stop and listen. Not filing your taxes can have severe consequences. Now that COVID is over, the IRS is getting aggressive, massively increasing enforcement and collection efforts. With politicians making all sorts of promises, especially when it comes to taxes, hiding and not dealing with your taxes will cause you harsh legal and financial ramifications. But right now, the IRS offers forgiveness and writes off a massive amount of tax debt. The Tax Doctor offers a free service that helps people get out of IRS collections and back in good standing with the government. Don't hide or bury your head in the sand. Take advantage of our free service. Call now to learn more. 800-393-5045. 800-393-5045. 800-393-5045. That's 800-393-5045.
In the just-completed season at Atlanta, Daniel Suarez won the closest three-way finish in NASCAR history to grab his second career Cup Series win. The 32-year-old Mexican driver then made it through the opening round of the playoff, only to suffer a second-round knockout, and eventually wound up 12th. In the final standings.
We have a lot of work to do for next year. We did good this year, but there is a lot of room for improvement. So we have work to do, and we cannot do all this work in January. You know, we have to start this year. And things have a slowdown, but you cannot just drop your phone and, okay, guys, see you guys in a month and a half. You know, it doesn't work like that.
As Suarez looks ahead to 2025, one date circled on his calendar is the June Cup Series debut in Mexico City, a race he admits he'll be under the gun to win.
Yeah, I mean, there is going to be always pressure, but I welcome pressure with my arms wide open. I mean, I think it's a privilege, you know, to be in these situations and to be able to race in my home. It's very special.
NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series driver Caden Honeycutt won the 57th annual Snowball Derby Super Late Model race in Pensacola, Florida Sunday. Truck champ Ty Majeski was third. Driving for Kevin Harvick, soon-to-be Xfinity Series rookie William Sawalich came home fifth. Meanwhile, Xfinity Series veterans Sammy and Chandler Smith finished 7th and 8th respectively. Cup driver Noah Gregson was 19th. And speaking of Harvick, over the weekend, he turned 49.
Not sure how much you know about Progressive Insurance. You may know us for insuring your home and auto. You may know a couple of our commercials. But what you may not know is that since 2013, Progressive has been honoring veterans with vehicle donations through the annual Keys to Progress Veteran Vehicle Giveaway Program, giving back to those who gave so much. Now, you probably didn't wake up today saying, I really wish I knew more about Progressive Insurance, but this seemed like the type of thing people wouldn't mind hearing about. Find out more about how we're dedicated to our customers and communities at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
To relax after a grueling NASCAR schedule during his off time during the off season, Kyle Larson literally stays on the gas.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's different. I think for me, you know, this off season between a couple vacations and then a lot of racing, that's kind of how I decompress and kind of get shifted away from my mind being on stock car racing and NASCAR. So, yeah, I don't know. It's just kind of it, right? Just get away.
Mark Garrow and PRN's Garage Pass, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance offers 24/7 protection when you bundle home, auto, and motorcycle. Learn more at progressive.com.